Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 17 till the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Adam Levin is our guest. He's the author of Swiped. He's the chairman of credit.com. Did I say that right? Yeah, credit.com. Mm-hmm. What else, Adam? Adam, what else do we need to know about you?
Well, no. I mean, I started and own 100% of Identity Theft 911. So
tell us about that.
Well, Identity Theft 911 was started in 2003. It's the first company that was ever created with resolution of identity theft issues as a core competence. We've been around now 13 years. We have 45 million people on the consumer side and 800,000 businesses through cyber liability policies on the commercial side. We do identity theft education, resolution, identity management, breach preparedness.
So if I did business with you, you would protect me from identity theft like some of the other stuff people we hear on the advertising television?
Well, we would certainly do everything we can. You know, there's no way to prevent identity theft, unfortunately. And with businesses, there are ways of beefing up security and making businesses, you know, almost hack-proof.
Right.
But the problem is that unless businesses agree to continue to monitor, continue to do penetration testing, continue to make sure their systems are the very best, make sure that the CEO and the board is fully apprised of what's going on with security, that have chief information security officers, and train their employees like people on a nuclear submarine, to make sure that in the event they see anything, they hear anything, that they immediately report it, and they go about closing holes, fixing vulnerabilities,
and
those kinds of things.
And don't do stupid things.
Here's a problem. As a defender, you got to get everything right. Mm-hmm. As an intruder, you need to find just one point of weakness, and all you need is one person bringing in one bring-your-own-device.
And you're saying the same thing to the people who are running our election coming up, aren't you? Because you've identified five different ways that this election could be compromised.
Oh, absolutely. And now, you know, the FBI has issued warnings and Homeland Security is getting involved. You know, here's an interesting thing. Homeland Security has designated 16 sectors of our economy that they call critical infrastructure, whether it's power, financial services, emergency services. You know that voting is not yet designated as critical infrastructure?
Are you serious?
I'm serious.
Voting, the election is not, the election apparatus, the election structure, infrastructure is not one of the 16.
Nope.
Unbelievable.
And remember now, and voting is pretty much run by the states, not by the feds. So if they were designated as critical infrastructure, this would give the feds the opportunity to come in, give money,
right,
with oversight. But as you know, there is this tension between the states and the federal government.
The feds
are going to come in. They're going to take over everything. You know, and the states have been very good when it comes to breach notification laws and, you know, passing laws to protect consumers. They haven't been so good at protecting their own data infrastructure. So they haven't been so great.
But are you worried? How much are you worried about foreign actors involving themselves, corrupting, just basically getting involved in our election process?
Well, I had been concerned, but after reading reports that Arizona and Illinois have been breached, that data information has been exfiltrated, at least from one of the states, and watching what's going on with the publishing of all of the email from the Democratic National Committee and from the donor lists and all these other things, you know, you start to get more and more concerned. You start to say, why are they doing that? It's not just about getting their hands on that kind of information, because it's out there already, but it's almost like they're sending a message, which is like, we're coming.
Right. Or you just think you have control over your democracy.
Yeah.
So are you talking about hacker fraud, rigged machines, well, registration information? Is that where they steal the information, the registration information, or is it where they subvert it, make it corrupt?
Well, here's the things they can do. First of all, there are 25 states that have some form of online voting, either through registration or through actual voting. And some of them involve the military, the military voting from overseas.
Right.
Some involve people with disabilities and things like that. You have very few states that have what's called non-air-gapped voting machines. Air-gapped is where it's not connected to the Internet. And the overwhelming majority of states have voting machines or machines that count the vote that are connected and then interconnected. Of course, we're living in the Internet of Things.
And that's where they get hacked.
Yeah, and they can get hacked. Now, the good thing in the states, in many states, they have paper ballots so they can check. But you could create some real chaos by reporting results that are dead wrong because they've been manipulated.
So any machine that's got an access to the Internet can be gotten into. And do you have any sense that there's any kind of security on those machines?
Well, there's some security, but I have close friends that are involved in auditing voting processes, and they've proven that you can hack into all these machines at one point or another.
Mm-hmm.
So, it's going to require greater security on the part of our folks. Then you got to think back to the ransomware problem. Now.
Right.
And what if someone were to simply grab a lot of voter data, lock it up, and demand payment.
And that way people couldn't vote because the information is locked up.
Correct.
You can't prove that you've registered.
Right.
Wow. Hold on to that thought. We're going to get Adam to scare us a little bit more after these messages. I may have to go home and pull the covers over my head. Adam Levin, ladies and gentlemen, the author of Swiped and Credit.com.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.